Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
The internet is becoming the town square for the global village of tomorrow, and that is by Bill Gates.
That actually made me think, and sometimes the village square is full of idiots.
Well, girlfriend,
that is what we're talking about today.
We're talking about driving traffic to your website and your website and marketing your web page.
Okay.
For marketing to the village idiots.
But I just have, okay, so for the folks out there, we batch record our podcast, and we just got through talking about Adobe and the cluster that that has become. And so we're looking for some levity in here because the air is pretty thick. And when we start thinking about like the online experience and putting anything in the cloud, you are working with a lot of people who did not graduate at the top of their class. And that includes the customer service that's out there. So that's why I'm like village idiot. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. That was a long, windy road. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
We're fine.
The squirrel.
But we are going to be talking about websites and driving traffic to our website and marketing our website, web page. Because you might be on Kajabi, you might be on Podbean, like we're on Podbean.
Yeah.
Or some other
WordPress.
Yeah, WordPress. And
Wix and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Shopify. So what are you guys working on? Got to get to that. And we haven't done an artist highlight. We didn't do one last time.
Do you want to do? Well, what am I working on?
Okay. So
pet portraits.
You
lots and lots of pet portraits.
Pet portraits.
Christmas. Yay.
Portraits. I'm working on, especially after talking to Julie about getting my work up and out like digitally.
Yeah.
And that's just going to give me lots more steps to do. So
clog up the, what is it? The Wi-Fi in the house. So it just goes super slow because you're downloading it.
Well, I'm going to, get the SSD.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So going to do that. That's what I'm working on.
Yeah. And I am, oh my gosh, I just looked up, make sure what I was working on. And now I totally forgot. Oh, I am totally forgot because I am putting multiple pieces of artwork onto Society 6, trying to get ready for the holiday season and get more designs up there.
Good job. That's right around the corner. Christmas, guys.
Yep. And it's coming.
Well, get your shopping done early because you don't want to go and be late.
Nope.
Here's a little shameless plug. If I have a website that has artists, gifts, and apparel. So you can go to stephanieweaverartist.com and click on artists and apparel and look at some fun little things that you can tell everybody you want. Because,
that's a good idea.
I love the clothing that I've made, and it's all Bella brand, and it's so stinking comfortable.
Good. It is comfortable.
It's very comfortable.
Love it.
Do we have an artist spotlight for this episode?
I did not put one together for this episode. Did either of you?
I got a couple.
Okay.
Do we want to just one or two?
Just one.
Okay. So this artist, her name is Julie Knowles. So Julie Knowles is another.
We love Julie Knowles.
Yes. She's awesome.
She's amazing.
So you can actually go to my website as well, and because I did a featured artist on Julie Knowles, and so you get to listen to her, and I just love her so much. She is a life coach. She has background in HR, and now she's also a pet portrait artist. And she's just very talented, lovely personality, and great person to be around. Her artwork is gorgeous.
Yes.
So, noses on the dog and the cat and the eyes are just spot on. So check her out at Julie. That's J-U-L-I-E. Knowles, Knowles.com. And I'll leave that in the show notes.
Perfect. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah. lovely person. Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artist Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist.
So marketing and driving traffic to your webpage. So there's three easy steps, right?
1, 2, 3. And right? You built it, so now they will come.
Exactly.
Don't look at me. I'm the one that brought this topic up because I'm curious what everyone's doing these days to drive people to their website.
So, you know, we went to PPA 1 year, and I think it was...
Was that in Photographer Nashville. Or something?
Yeah, Professional Photographers of America.
Thank you.
Imaging USA.
That was Association. Okay, America. Anyway, went there and I took Rob.
Oh, gosh. Rob Gear. Is that it? No, Rob.
Oh, my gosh. Rob something or another. And it was his. Okay, this is not me. This was the seminar and it said SEO's a bitch. And okay. We went to take it. And I mean, like, he ran through it in an hour.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
And he said, don't worry about taking notes. You know, go here and download. These are my notes. Mm-hmm. And you just downloaded them off of his website. Very ingenious. Love that. Mm-hmm. Another way to
drive traffic to your website.
Yeah. But it was, I don't know, 20 pages.
Oh, my God.
Very small print. And the thing about it is the Google, and the one thing he explained why it's so hard is that Google changes. So the way Google weights mm-hmm. your SEO mm-hmm. in different proportions and different ways. And one quarter, they may weigh how you're doing locally better than what, than the quarter before, mm-hmm. or they may weigh your key, you know, your keywords more or something like that. Mm. So it's all kind of mishmash. So you may still have everything correct on the SEOs, but because you didn't put more emphasis on what they're emphasizing, mm. then you're still not, your SEO is not going to change. Mm. So if you're trying to get to the first page from the second page, that kind of thing. So, I mean, like, when I say he ran through an hour, he literally was like, okay, so we need to do this and this and this and this and this and this and blah, 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 and this and this and keynotes and blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to come to local SEO. And then he just gave like 10 minutes of that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then you can do this and this and this and this and this and this, but that's more advanced. And I'm like, dadgum. What, like, you walk out of there dizzy, you know, even with his PDF that you can download. Right. So it was just crazy. And so I know you're working on your SEO.
Yes, I've been working on my SEO.
And you're doing that through blogging and through some other things.
Yeah. So I am right now I've been doing the blogging and using Rank IQ to help me with keywords, as well as writing the articles to make sure they have the right keywords in them and I'm not repeating the same word over and over and over again. I just started doing that last week or the week before, last week, I guess. And then I had already been working on backlinks and my Yoast SEO and making sure I have meta descriptions and titles and all that. And then the third thing, and so I've been doing that. Now I've added in the blog posting with the Rank IQ.
And then, Rank IQ is an app that you're using.
It's a web page, like a web page service where you go in and you put in a keyword. It runs a report and tells you what type of article, like how many words your article needs and, what level, like, does it need to be an A++ or B+ in order to help its ranking? Mm-hmm. Stephanie turned me on to it, and she can probably do a lot better technical description than I can. And then the third thing I've been working on is with Uber Suggest, I've been going in and fixing the SEO issues that it points out. And trying to figure out exactly who are the best websites to as my competitors to my website. Mm-hmm. But I've been struggling with that because a lot of the websites that I keep picking up don't have a lot of traffic, or they have totally different keywords than I would have expected them to have. The biggest thing is most people I pull up just don't have any traffic.
Yeah.
So it's like this these artists that I'm comparing myself to don't have traffic. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, how are you getting business?
Because they don't know that this is something they need to be doing.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
What
I've seen, they're probably making, making their connections one-on-one or mm-hmm. through networking, and their website right. is just like a business card.
And they're focused more on social media.
Exactly. That's what a lot of these I've found are focused on social media. Mm-hmm. And they're not focusing on their website, but my website is something I quote unquote own. Mm-hmm. And I can do more with it that I want to gain more traffic, to gain more newsletter subscribers, to increase my audience. So that's why I'm working on all this. But it's been a few months now that I've been working on it and just recently started the blogging part because I needed to get the other part straightened out and working correctly because I didn't do it correctly when I originally wrote them. And
So check out juliemstudios.com.
Yep.
You got some good new blog posts up. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Very useful. I actually Googled you, I think it was yesterday, because I'm putting together another product offering. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to remember, how do I remove the background and smooth the edges? Let me look up Julian Studios.
That's a good really article. Good article.
I'm kind of doing the same thing with, I use Rank IQ and Uber Suggest. So with Rank IQ, I've been using it since June. And you guys know I'm a math nerd. So statistics, I shouldn't say I'm a math nerd because I'm really not good at math. I'm a numbers cruncher. So, and since I've been doing that, I noticed that my website traffic has increased 55%. So in the past, it would range from like 8-12%. One point was -8% from the previous month. So that Rank IQ and really focusing in on creating quality blog posts, long blog posts.
Yes.
I mean, one of my blog posts is like 4,000 words, and you can download, like I actually enabled don't have time to read this? No problem. Download the PDF and you enter your name, your email address, and you download the PDF so they can read it later. Great also way to get their email address so I can market mm-hmm. to them later. Mm-hmm. And I do the same thing with Uber Suggest. I'm looking at my competitors mm-hmm. and you know, if there's one competitor that I'm kind of looking up, and she's been around for a very long time, like 10 years. I'm not even on her radar, probably. Right. But then there's another competitor that's based off Australia, and she and I are, you know, my blog posts, everything's kind of performing higher, but I think her content is really pretty solid. So I look at what keywords they're ranking for, throw that into Rank IQ, run a report, what kind of article do I need to write mm-hmm. to beat that. And so it's like a competition that they don't even know they're in. And
right. That's funny.
But the whole goal really is not only to get traffic to your website, but also provide enough good information that you are of value.
Exactly.
To somebody else. Like the Photoshop article that you provided.
Right.
I went specifically looking for that.
Well, that's good.
And I remembered it and I didn't save it. It's not in my Pinterest. I should have put it in my Pinterest. Crap.
So you can go back to it.
Yeah, I'll go back to it. But so that really works. And I know a lot of, when you were talking about your competitors, they're mm-hmm. not really getting the traffic. The majority of them probably don't even do blog posts, do they?
The last two that I put in do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember with the two before that.
Is it the short ones like, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. None. That's all me.
One of them is actually very useful blog posts. But the other one, I'm trying to remember, hers were kind of, they were on the shorter side, but they weren't, to me, they weren't of a value.
Yeah. That's what Google is looking for. Cause if, you know, the bounce rate. So Julie and I, and Rachel, we all kind of look at our statistics. And I remember Julie was the first one that really looked at my bounce rate. And the bounce rate was pretty interesting because that's telling you when somebody comes to your website and looks at it, they quickly bounce off because it didn't provide value.
Right.
You want a low bounce rate. So you're providing value to somebody else. And that tells Google, hey, this one's worth looking at.
Yeah.
Raise it up.
Right.
Same thing with the backlinks. You were talking about the backlinks.
Yeah.
That's when somebody provides a backlink to your article, like I should do with your Photoshop thing, is that's telling Google, this article is of value. Raise it up.
Yeah.
And statistically, they say like the number three spot on the Google page, on the Google search, is where most people go because... like the first two are usually ads.
Yes.
And we always skip those.
Yeah. They, you always hit the first non-ad.
Yeah.
Google rank.
Like number three and number eight, I think, are the sweet spots for some reason.
You definitely still want to be on the first page.
Yeah.
And if at all possible.
It's hard. And that's the other funny thing about SEO is like you can start working on it now. It's going to take 3 months before you'll actually see the benefit. So. Oh, okay. But we were trying to talk about.
Well, I was going to ask you guys. So we're talking about SEOs, which help. But how are you marketing the website?
Pinterest, using social bees for all the social networks.
Yeah,
I even have a Facebook ad that points directly to a specific blog post with that downloadable option.
Okay. Yeah, so I've started the social bee with Pinterest. And then I've also, within social bee, I've created the RSS feed for my blog post so that they're going out on Facebook and Pinterest and LinkedIn.
Social bee's the fun. Love that thing.
I still have Hootsuite because I just...
Social bee, sponsor us.
Exactly.
We love you.
Yeah. You know what's so funny is I had not used them and I referred them out to three other people just because I downloaded that book.
I
forgot to bring that for you. And that they have that's free about copywriting and about social media. And now I'm finally on them. So it's just so funny. Like, because I found such good value out of that book.
Yeah.
And
That book that you...
The copyright and for social media and stuff.
They have a free downloadable.
They have two free downloadable ebooks, and they're really invaluable. They've got loads of information in them.
We'll have to include links in the show notes
for those. Yeah, the links there. They are good.
Anyway, that's what we do.
Yeah.
So I'm finding my value is through Facebook. My Facebook ads, for the price and the traffic it's going to the website. So I don't have a website for my art. So when I talk about it, I'm talking about my podcast, Bubbly Bibbly. So we have a group and my page, and I find that my Facebook ads for the value send the most amount of click-throughs to the page, and they download. They click on the podcast.
Well, that's good.
Listen.
Yeah, that's great.
That's really good. My end goal. So I've got like two short-term goals with the Facebook ads and then doing the blogs. The blog is something that's going to last forever. It's with all within my control.
Evergreen. Yeah.
The social media, the way it works is I'm forgotten like in 20 minutes. So I don't want to focus in on that. And I think that's, if you're not writing articles yet as artists, as graphic designers, as surface pattern designers, if you're not writing articles yet, it's something that you should be doing if you want some sort of long-term, you know, traffic to your website. Even though, and you'll probably also still have to balance the social media because that's what the licensing agents are also looking at.
Yep, exactly.
That's hard. Are you considering doing any like Pinterest ads? Because I'll tell you, I am
doing Pinterest ads too.
Pinterest ads, because I was really surprised. A friend of mine, well, actually, it's my neighbor's daughter, and she's wonderful, but she's a millennial. And all she doesn't do any social media. And the only social media she does, and it's not really social media, but it's Pinterest.
Mm-hmm. I love Pinterest.
That's all my youngest does. She's not on her. Some of her friends are on other social media avenues. She loves Pinterest. Mm-hmm. She finds everything on Pinterest, how to braid her hair, how to, you know, paint her nails, nail designs. She's like, Mom, just go look at Pinterest, you know. So it's kind of funny, the dynamic between her and then my middle daughter goes to Instagram.
I've been doing some Pinterest ads and I've been keeping track of the conversion. And
yeah, I know. And is it good?
It's not as high as organic and Facebook.
Yeah. So,
but you're also paying a lot less, I think, for.
Well, you could always pay more then, right?
I don't know
if you could up your budget.
Yeah, I could up the budget, but I don't honestly know if it would make a difference. Something I can test out.
So the one thing I did last year was Google Ads. And I'll tell you, they're expensive.
Yeah, they're very expensive.
Very expensive.
Google thinks very highly of themselves.
Yes, they do.
But they but they delivered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They sent me a ton of traffic. And I didn't get like conversions. I did get some downloads, but it's hard to tell who came and downloaded and then who like went to Apple. Because when you go to my website, you can see the player and you can open it. You can play it right there, which most people don't. They'll just, because they're on their phone, they'll just click it on Apple iTunes.
Yeah.
Basically. So I don't know. It's hard to tell like where that went.
But see, now like I want repeat people coming to my site, and that's what I don't think you can tell from the ads. Is
it'll tell you on Google Analytics.
So, but if you bring somebody to your site through one of those Google ads, which are so expensive, like to me, if I was to do a Google ad, I would want those people to come back again and again and again,
right? So, I kind of doing like a, I guess it's a two-part tiered approach, I guess. So I've got both the Pinterest tag and the Facebook tag or Facebook pixel on my site. So when they hit my site, they might see something else in Pinterest. That's me. And then, or if they go to Pinterest, then they go to Facebook and they're going to see my Facebook ad. So it's kind of constantly bouncing in front of them. But I had an idea the other day, because I have the same problem where I can't tell like the conversion, was it, where was it from? How did they find out about
me? Right.
And so I had an idea the other day where I could do a little pop-up and say, hey, I can give you $5 off every month for the life of your membership if you tell me, answer one question. How did you find me?
Yeah.
And then as soon as they answer that, I send them a coupon code and they become a member for $5 off.
Now, what I did do for a few things, like when I'm having blog posts or, I mean, social media posts that are directing them to Society6 or to, because Society6 doesn't have the tracking features, I created a Bitly so that I can go into Bitly and see how many people actually clicked on and went to this blog post or this Society6 page.
That's smart.
I have like four or five different Bitlys going right now.
Now, I know, like, when I had my Google ads going, I had a lot more newsletter conversions because I have a pop-up after, like, 5 or 8 seconds, I think. You're on my page. And I had probably at least 10 extra people signed up during those months.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, see, I want to grow my newsletter list.
So that helped me grow the list. So, I mean, I ended up with, you know, probably another 100 people on my newsletter.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's really good.
Because I didn't run it for very, I mean, like I said, the Google ads are, I mean, as I still, Facebook is probably the cheapest and easiest to maneuver. If you're not super tech savvy.
Facebook ads. Structure. There's ad structure.
It's so confusing. I have yet to grasp.
They don't give you enough. Like, I like half the stuff. I'm like, I don't want that. I want. something completely different. And like half the time I'm like, learn more is my button.
I know.
And I'm like, that's not the button I want. Like, right. Can I just say what I want to say? But no, but if you just want to click and go, mm-hmm. Facebook is super easy. You just click.
Pinterest is really easy because they have Pinterest a little button up there. It says promote pin. Sure. Click.
Yeah. Then, well, you can do that on Facebook too. You can promote a post.
Yeah. But no.
It just redoes it for you. It's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's like
I thought about doing a course on Facebook ads within the Positive Painters, but then I was just like, as soon as I started
it's gonna change. Video, you wanted to
it
like
change. And I was like, yeah. Nope, not touching this thing with a 10-foot pole. Here's what you need to do.
Yeah. and it takes follow you to that person. Whole meta business, you know. Yes.
And I don't know. Somehow.
And I'm like, I don't want all this. I just want, but like, it was so much easier before.
I know. And well, now there's this other little spot where there's a new insights thing.
Yes.
And I've been poking around on that. And I'm like, okay, no, this is a stupid rabbit hole. I didn't need to get down today. I don't have time for this.
Right.
And so it's definitely.
Talks about the impressions and your pictures and this and that and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And you're like, no. Don't get down that hole because you don't care about the ad. You want to care about what is going on your
right.
website.
Right.
Exactly.
How many click-throughs am I getting? What's the percentage rate?
Right.
That's all I care about.
Yep.
So, oh my gosh. Wow. That went by really quick.
Oh, yes, it did.
Oh, wow.
So you guys, let us know what you're doing to market your website. Are we missing something? Did we, you know, are you guys finding really good results with something else that we're not thinking of? Because all three of us were kind of Instagrammed out.
Yeah, so done.
We're not doing too much on LinkedIn, although I get a little bit here and there. Surprisingly, and just throw that out there,
YouTube.
TikTok.
Oh, you're getting TikTok?
Yeah.
I'm getting some YouTube traffic. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, your YouTube is good, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, check her. It is good, actually. I think I'm subscribed to you. I think.
Art for Pause is what that one says.
Art for Pause. Mm-hmm. Check that out. And so let us know what you're doing and if it's working or if it's not working. We can also save us some time.
Yeah.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.